Today, the title of the message is Love is Eternal. Amen? Love is Eternal. L-O-V-E, the love is eternal. The only thing that's going to abide forever and ever is love. Amen? Let's read this scripture together. If you can stand up and read with me. Matthew 22, verse 35 to 40. Matthew 22, verse 35 to 40. Here, Jesus is answering a question by one of the lawyers, a lawyer. He was asking, Lord, what is the greatest commandment that I should follow? And Jesus is replying, this is the great command that you have to follow in your life. Matthew 22, 35 to 40. Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him and saying, Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it, You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Hallelujah. We sit in the presence of the Lord. Here Jesus is telling, you are reading from cover to cover the Bible, but only thing you need to do is to fulfill whatever you read on the Bible. Only two things. Love your God with all your strength, with all your mind and all your heart. Amen? He says three things. Love your God with all your mind, all your heart, and all your strength. That is most important. That's the reason we are getting up early and we spend time with the Lord. If we don't love the Lord, you will not spend time. Am I right or wrong? So that is one of the greatest commandments that most of the believers and Christians are missing to fulfill. If we love the Lord, we get up 10-15 minutes before and spend the time with the Lord. Amen? So if we just not even fulfill one commandment, how are we going to live a successful life? Jesus said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Amen? Hallelujah. When we program our mind according to the heart, then the body will be controlled. Amen? Hallelujah. God is so clear. Love me first. Let your love for me the first and foremost thing in your life. If you do that, then God will enable us to love the neighbor. Amen? Love is vertical and horizontal. If one of them is not right, the other one will not be right. If your vertical love, your vertical relationship with God is not proper, your relationship horizontally with your believers, friends, with your family, with your brothers and sisters will not be right. It is impossible to fulfill one, and it is impossible not to fulfill other. Amen? Hallelujah. It is imperative that you love the Lord first, then automatically God will fill our hearts with His love. As he says in Romans, the Holy Spirit of God will pour out the love of God into our heart so that we can love our neighbors. Amen? So love, vertical and horizontal, is very, very, very important. God says, this is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You cannot do that unless you begin to spend time in his presence so that the Holy Spirit of God will pour out his love for others in our hearts. On these two commandments hang all the laws and prophets. Jesus has just nailed it straight. Whatever you read daily on the Bible, if you want to follow your life according to my principles, these are the two things. If you don't do these things, that means you cannot fulfill any other principle in your life. If you don't love God, you will love money. If you don't love God, you will love slumber and sleep. If you don't love God, you will be lazy. If you don't love God, you cannot love the neighbors. Amen? It's imperative to love the Lord, hallelujah, so that all the other things will fall in place. Amen? A guy called George Sand wrote like this, there is only one happiness in life. There is only one. There is no other happiness. Nothing can bring you happiness. Not liquor or watching movie or going around all over the world and seeing the exotic locations and sightseeings and whatever you feel to do. That will not bring the true happiness. The only thing that will bring true happiness is to love and to be loved. Amen? To love and to be loved. We need to love others and we expect others to love us. Amen? That's what he says. George Sand, there is only one happiness in life, to love and to be loved. Amen. That is the same thing. Jesus again gave a commandment in John chapter 15 verse 12. John chapter 15 verse 12, he said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I loved you." Hallelujah. It's not like just loving them because of your own benefits, but he's telling, as I loved you unconditionally. As I loved you unconditionally, yet you were sinners, I loved you the same way you love your neighbor. Love your neighbor. Amen. Hallelujah. There are three kinds of love. There are three kinds of love. Number one is Eros. E-R-O-S. Eros. Eros is like an erratic love. Erratic love, I'll explain what it is. Number two is Philos love. This is because of relationship. Number three is Agape love. This is unconditional love. Amen. So what is Eros love? Eros love is known as erotic love. Erotic love. This love is, usually this love happens between two people who see each other. Instantly, this is called a romantic love between each other because of the attraction of the physical attires, physical appearance. People love. People love because he is so beautiful. People love because he is so intelligent. People love because he is so has so much wisdom. People love because this person has a lot of money. Right? It is based on strong feelings toward another. It usually occurs in the first stages of a man-woman romantic experience. Amen. This love is based more on physical traits. The weakness with this type of love is obvious. It is based on selfishness. Because I love this man what he has. So it's based on selfishness. It's for self-benefit. So it won't last forever. It won't last for a while. It will last only for a while. So that's the reason people who are attracted by physical appearances and traits, they love each other for a little bit in a romantic love, and then everything is done. When they're satisfied, they split. This is what happens when a person is young. This is what happens when a person is young. They're led by the appearances and the desires, and it's self-benefiting. This is not what Bible expects us to practice. Amen. Two people feel this strong emotional attraction towards one another, though they barely really know about themselves. Even before getting to know each other, they will fall in love. Infatuation. This is what is called Eros. First kind of love. So this love is lust driven, selfish, and lasts just for a while. Amen. So this is what happens when you are young, when you are attracted with each other while you are in schooling or in college. The second love is Philos love. A love based on friendship between two people. A love based on friendship between two people. It is true that the lovers, you know, when they become friends, then they begin to develop relationship, talk with each other, and then finally get attracted and then fall in love. This is what is called Philos love, which is based on friendship between two people. It is not happening in the first sight. It's not like a love at first sight. This is like due to relationship, as they talk with each other, as they know between the failures and weakness, and they know, come to understand each other, then the relationship builds. Friendship is the foundation of a successful relationship. This kind of friendship, Philos love between two of them, is because of continuous transaction and love. This is true whether it is marriage or boyfriend, girlfriend, relationship between family members, relationship with co-workers, employer. In the case of a man-woman relationship, this is how it has to develop. It has to be a love, Philos love, just a friendship. Then they share with each other. Then they begin to attract each other through emotions. Then they give and they take. They understand the weakness. They understand the strongholds of different people. Then they begin to develop a love through relationship. This only will last for a long time. This is what is expected between the married couple. Before getting into marriage, this is what should be developed. A Philos love through relationship, through giving and taking. Amen? They start as friends, then admire each other, then possibly strong emotions can suddenly appear over time and become a love which cannot be separated. That love ends up in marriage. Amen? Hallelujah. This is what is true process to get married. You develop a relationship, just talking as friends. Then, when you feel like emotionally led towards each other, then you consult with your parents and then have courtship. Courtship. Then you develop more relationship. That's how we end up in marriage. This love is genuine and lasts for a long time. Amen? It's if not for a lifetime. It should be for a lifetime. Amen? That's what his marriage is all about. And the final, third one is agape, unconditional love. Amen? The third one is unconditional love. Whatever the man does, whatever the woman does, yet we love him because our love is rooted on emotion and relationship and true love. Amen? Agape love is above philos love and eros love. It is a love that is totally selfless. Agape love is totally selfless. Where a person gives out to love another person, even if this act does not benefit him in any way. Amen? If we love somebody just because something will benefit us, that is not agape love. That is eros love. Amen? Which is selfishness. Say you help out a person even though that person hates you and curses you. Or you take insults, amen, from your partners without hitting back. All the while forgiving and praying for your partner to amend her or his ways. This is called the unconditional love. Amen? Hallelujah. For example, mother has four for her child. Her child will always be the most beautiful child in the world. Amen? Even with a face only a mother could love. That's what is agape love. Or the love we show our parents, taking care of them even when they are old. Just like they took care of us when we are young. That is agape love. Without expecting anything. Amen? However, the highest type of agape love is not human at all. The highest type of agape love is God's love. Amen? Yet while we were sinners, Jesus Christ came and died for us. Hallelujah. God sent His only begotten Son. For He so loved the world. We don't deserve to go to heaven. We don't deserve to be loved by God. But that is agape love. Amen? Think about each one of us before salvation, before we knew Jesus. We were like selfish. Everything was self-motivated, self-oriented. Driven by lust, driven by all kinds of worldly things. But yet, God, He so loved the world, He sent His only begotten Son to die for us. That is called agape love. Amen? Unconditional love. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ came to suffer and die on the cross for our salvation. He took all the pains. He took all the sorrows which we might go through in this world. He took it upon Him. Why? Because He loved us unconditionally. Agape love. Hallelujah. There is no greater love than this. Jesus had no obligation to die for us. Never and ever. But He chose to. It is His gift. His ultimate gift to His creation. Amen. That is called agape love. Though we have agape love between the parents and children and husband and wife, the greatest agape love is not human, but from God. Amen? I just wanted to... Three things I wanted to summarize. Number one is eros love. It is erotic, driven by self-benefits and through lust and all this stuff. Number three is philos love, which develops because of relationship, because of our friendship. It develops into love, deep love. That is philos. Number three is agape, which is unconditional love, which just pours out like that. Amen? Hallelujah. Jesus is the greatest example. He just chose. Amen? I want to read this. He chose to die for us because He knew that what would happen to us, to all mankind, if He left us on our own. Amen? Without Jesus' death on the cross, mankind is doomed to eternal condemnation. No soul will be able to enter eternal life in heaven without His death. That is agape love. That is agape love. Amen? Romans chapter 5 verse 8 puts it very clear, plainly. But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Amen? Hallelujah. Turn with me to Corinthians chapter 1. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. You might ask, what is love? What it will do? So there's a list of things So beautifully listed by Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 to 13, the whole chapter is so beautiful. Here he describes so beautifully what is the true love, what the true love will do. Amen? Let's begin to read verse 1, chapter 13, 1 Corinthians. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. Amen? You might be the biggest musician, or you might be the biggest preacher, or you might be the most famous one in the world, but if you don't have love, useless. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so I could remove mountains, but I have not love, I am nothing. Hallelujah. You would have done so many great things through faith, just through the power of God. But if you don't have love, everything is nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I have given my body to be burned, but I have not love, it profits me nothing. This is what the Muslims differ. They without love just give so much of money to the needy people so that they believe that they can get the mercy of God, which is not true. We Christians have to love the poor people and feed them with compassion and love, not expecting anything. Amen? This is what the list Paul gives so beautifully. Look at this. Love. What is love? Number one, love is patient and long-suffering. Amen? Love is patient. Why are we patient with our children? Because we love them. They, though continuously do mistakes, we love them and guide them in the right way. The same way God is so patient with us. Peter goes on to tell that God is so patient and long-suffering that He don't want anyone to perish. Amen? So love is patient. Love is long-suffering. Number two, love is kind. Amen? Love is kind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Love is kind. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Love is kind. It will not be envious. It won't be jealous at all. If somebody whom you love is prospering, if they're doing very well, they won't get jealous at all. Which is so contradictory to the Christians, many of our Christian friends. If somebody is going on promoted in the job, or they're getting more kinds of blessings, suddenly they become jealous. That means they don't have the true love with the neighbor, with the fellow believers, which Jesus said it's very important. Amen? Love is not jealous. Love is not self-boasting. It will not boast. It will not boast itself if you have a love. Oh, I can do this. Oh, I can do that more than you. Oh, I can do this thing better than you. Love will not tell. Love is not self-boasting, or love will not parade itself. Hallelujah. In other words, it says love will not parade itself. Love is not proud. It is not proud. God says He is against the proud. If you humble, God's grace will abound in you. If you have true love, you will not act in proud. Wow. If you think the church and all these things happening in the kingdom of God in the earth, where is true love? People are proud. It will not be rude. If you have true love for one another, you will not be rude. Man, this one is so crazy among the Christian, especially the ministers and so-called staff in the organizations. If you go and just talk to them, they'll be rude more than a secular receptionist. I've experienced time and again, when you go and talk with the Christian organization staff, they will see the fruit, rudeness. God says, the love, if you have the love that God spoke to you through Matthew 22, if you love your neighbor, you will not be rude. The love don't seek its own good. It won't be selfish or demand its own way. We need to have true love so that we will not just be selfish and self-driven and demand our own way to do our own things. Love is not easily irritable or provoked. If you have a love between brother and sister, just simply because they say something, you won't be irritable. You won't get irritated so easily. You won't get provoked so easily if you love your brother and sister. Amen. The love will never think evil. The love will never think evil. That's the reason the Bible says the righteous will last forever, but the wicked will be destroyed, because the wicked don't have an essence of love. That's the reason the terrorists whom they fight in Israel, they keep the children in front of them and fight. They don't care. They don't love the children. What a tragedy. Thinks no evil. Love thinks no evil. Love keeps no records of being wronged. All this thing is in the chapter we read, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, from verse 4 to 12, we have all these things. Amen? The love keeps no records of being wronged. If somebody keep on wronging us, somebody keep on belittling us, if somebody keep on, you know, cheating us, yet the love that God has given us will not keep record. That's why Jesus said, keep forgiving. How many times, Lord? 70 times 70. That means even limitless. Keep on forgiving and pray for him. Amen? Hallelujah. That's what Jesus said. Love your enemies. Love those who curse you. Pray for them. Love keeps no records of being wronged. Love does not rejoice in injustice. Love will not rejoice in injustice. Hallelujah. Love rejoices in truth. Hallelujah. Love rejoices in truth. Love never gives up. Though the Christian walk is so difficult sometimes because of the love we have for God, we won't give up. We walk forward because of the love we have in God. That's the reason people are being martyred for their faith. Why? Because the love never gives up. The love for God gives them boldness to face the persecution. Our brothers and sisters in persecuted countries in China and all these places, why they are standing strong? Because of the love they have for God. Amen? Hallelujah. Love bears all things. It bears all things. Love will not complain. Love will not complain. People who love God, they will not complain what they are going through. They will rejoice and endure. And they will bear all the problems they face. Love never loses faith. Hallelujah. Love it. How can you not lose faith on what you do? If you love God, if you love what you do for the Lord, you will never lose faith. Amen? That's the reason God, because of his agape love, he never loses faith on us. He tries to the end. He tries to change us from glory to glory into his image. Amen? Because of his agape love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Love always hopes. Love for God always hopes for the better. Love always hopes for the breakthroughs. Even in the times of calamity, the love of God will help them to sustain. Because of the love on God, the love hopes that one day God will help us. That's why Proverbs says there is an end for everything. We need to hope for the end. How? Putting our love upon God. The joy of the Lord is our strength. If we don't have love upon God, how can we get the joy? Amen? Love hopes, always hopes. Love endures through every circumstances. Love endures through every circumstances. Hallelujah. Whatever the situation you face, whatever the problem you go through, the love helps us to endure the circumstances. Why are we facing all kinds of problems and still we are happy? Because we love God and always hopes for a better thing to come. Love endures through every circumstances. Think about Jesus on Gethsemane. 1 second, split of a second, because of the love he had on us, he gave him himself and surrendered to the Lord's will. Amen? Why? Because he loved us. He loved us. He endured the circumstance and he stood strong for the will of God to be accomplished. Love never fails. Hallelujah. The love never fails. The love of God never fails. The love of God never fails. Even though sometimes the children go into drugs and do all kinds of things, the mother and father, they will always want to bring them back to the house. We read it from the prodigal son story. Though the son was so rude and he acted up totally on proud, and he got all the money for his father's inheritance and he ran off and spent money with the prostitutes and all kinds of things. Yet, what we read, the father, the love of the father never fails. He ran to grab him and hug him and bring him into his house. Amen? The love never fails. Hallelujah. The love lasts forever. Finally, the one and only thing that will last forever is love. It's clever. Let's read the scripture together. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. The last scripture in this verse. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. Otherwise, Paul says, now we need to have faith and hope in God for this love and also love for God to live this earth, in this earth. The only thing that lasts forever and it is eternal is love. Why? Faith will work till we die. And when we die, we don't need faith. We'll be in heaven. Amen? So faith is just for this earthly life. Faith will go off when we die and we go to heaven. Faith is done. Hope. Hope. It ceases to operate when our Redeemer comes back or we go to heaven. Amen? Faith works only till we die. And hope ceases its operation when Jesus comes back or we go to heaven. That's it. But love is eternal. You know, the atmosphere, the very atmosphere, heaven is completely love. Hallelujah. Love abides forever. The agape love of God abides forever. You know, many people who went to heaven and God gave them visions. You know, recently a book has come out from a small boy. The heaven is real. The only thing all these people commonly say is as soon as they enter into the heavenly realm, the God's presence was completely just surrounded by love. Love. The human heart, human soul longs for love. Amen? That's how God has built it. So when we go to heaven, the whole atmosphere is just love. How beautiful it would be. Amen? That's where love is eternal and the very atmosphere of heaven is love. Hallelujah. So love abides forever. So it's better to practice which is abiding forever. That's what Paul said, by through faith if you remove mountains, if you don't have love, nothing. And if you love this, live this life so holy, hoping for the King of glory to come. If you don't have love, nothing. So we need to practice what is eternal. Amen? That's why Jesus said, seek ye the kingdom of God, then everything will be added unto you. Kingdom of God is love. We need to love. God is love. Alright, we are going to see what Jesus said on love. Some of the things that Jesus said, what is love? Amen? Jesus said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Number one commandment. As we all love God, we need to love our neighbor. Number two, he said, love your enemy and pray for them. Love your neighbor, love your enemy and pray for them. Luke 6:35. Luke 6:35. But love your enemies, do good and lend. Hallelujah. Hoping for nothing in return. And your reward will be great. And you will be sons of the Most High. For he is kind to the unthankful and evil. Amen. That's what Jesus says. Another thing Jesus says, love God and not mammon. In other words, love of money. Love God and do not love money. Finally, I want to give you a test of true discipleship. What is the test of a true discipleship? We are boasting, oh, we are Christians. We are boasting, oh, we are Pentecostals. We tongue speaking. We broke open the roof if we pray. We remove mountains through our faith. Blah, 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 blah. We do all this kind of thing. But Jesus has simply given a test. Hey, if you are a disciple, if you are boasting yourself, answer this question. Jesus says in John chapter 13 verse 35. The test of true disciples. This morning we will be tested by the word of God. John 13 verse 35. We don't have anything to boast if we fail this test. Jesus says, by this all will know that you are my disciples if we have love for one another. Amen. Hallelujah. If you don't have love for one another, don't say you are my disciple. Don't say just you are a Christian. That's a shame on you. Amen. If you don't have love for one another, How can you say you are a disciple of Jesus Christ? Amen? Hallelujah. Finally, I'm telling you, if we love our God, whatever happens in our life, the Bible declares in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. Amen? Anything happens in your life, it happens for good if you love God. Amen? Hallelujah. What a great God we serve. A God with just love. He's all about love. He's all about love for each other. His agape love is demonstrated on the cross. Demonstrated on the cross. This morning, what is your position on this issue? Let's stand up and just pray for the Lord to forgive us for the times that we have been rude, for the times we have been boastful, proud, for the time that we neglected our dear brothers and sisters, the time that we just were irritated and provoked just because of small words. Thank you, Jesus. What is your position this morning? Jesus said, by this you will know whether you are a true disciple. You may be a believer for 30, 40, 60 years. You've been coming to church every Sunday and for every service. You've been a great giver. You've been a great minister of God, moving the mountains through faith. But what is our test this morning? Do we love one another? As we sing this song, I wanted to just ask God for forgiveness. God will bring it to our remembrance. If anything that we have, anything against anybody, any grudge, any resentment, any bitterness, this is the time to seek forgiveness and Lord, forgive us. And say to Him, Lord, help us to love. The Bible says the Holy Spirit of God will shower the love upon our hearts for our fellow human beings. Not by might, not by power, only by the Spirit of the living God it can happen. We cannot help to develop love through our flesh, through our intellectual. Only through the power of the Holy Spirit it is possible. This morning, if we do not have shown our love to our fellow believers or to our brother or our sister, pray that God will help us this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As Jesus said, love your God with all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. May the Holy Spirit speak to you this morning and ask Him to help you to surrender and to do the things God has called us to do, especially to love each other. I'm telling you again, only by the power of the Holy Spirit it is possible. For the time that we have not shown the real love to our brother and sister, forgive us, Master, this morning, God, by your grace and mercy. Holy Spirit, we surrender to you and we say that we cannot do anything without your help, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, the Bible says that you shower the love of God into our hearts. This morning, as we open up ourselves, oh God, fill us with the love for our fellow beings. Go ahead and ask Him for the Holy Spirit to fill you with the love for the souls, the love for our fellow human beings, above all, love for our family members. This morning, you might be struggling with a relationship with you in the job situation. Maybe in your family, maybe between husband and wife, maybe between brother and sister. I'm telling you, God is breaking down the middle walls, the wall of bitterness, the wall of unforgiveness. Everything is being brought down today, this morning, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit can give us love to love our family and members. Holy Spirit, we need you this morning. Oh God, help us this morning. We love you, Master. We love you, God, not by might, not by power, but only by the power of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, help us, oh God, to get up in the morning and spend time with you to love you, Father. Jesus, we love you, Master, not by just words, but help us to love in our deeds. Oh God, help us, Master. You are worthy of our praise this morning. We need your love more than anything, God, in this world. Help us to show our love to unbelievers, oh God. Help us to be a model for the unbelievers, that they will come to you because of your love that is radiating through us to them, Master. Thank
you, Father. This morning, if you have anything against anybody, just let it go and ask God to help you to love him, love her. This may be your husband, this may be your children, this may be your relationship, your family. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. Thank you for hearing our prayers, oh Father. Holy Spirit, thank you. For you're going to help us to live a life according to your commandment, oh God. To love you with all of our mind and all of our soul and all of our heart. And to love one another, Master, as your disciples, as your children this morning. Give us your grace, give us your grace. We give you all the praise, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.